Good morning. My name is Doug Barnhart. I've been a part of this church since I was 8 years old. And I would like to talk about my faith and how it has evolved over these years. First Presbyterian Church has been a home to me ever since we moved to Lake Forest from Orlando, Florida. From the start, I felt welcomed into this church family. I have felt very connected to this beautiful place of worship and everyone who has helped me along my faith journey. I have structured my thoughts around the 5 core values in our church vision statement: worshiping, learning, connecting, inviting, and serving. A child in our church, as you all know, is in the sanctuary for the start of the service, up through the children's sermon, and then goes off to Sunday school. So for a child, worship and learning go together. When I first began to go to church here, I had a special friend, Carolyn Bennett, who each Sunday went with me to Sunday school and helped me to stay on task. Carolyn's efforts made a real difference in my church experience, helping to make sure that I could successfully worship and learn. Egg's benediction was another opportunity for growth in my participation in worship. My sophomore and junior years, I practiced and sang with Egg's benediction for a great deal of time, and really benefited from Ms. Byers' instruction and leadership. Now, as a senior, what really sticks with me are the sermons and songs, but particularly how our pastors connect their personal lives to their sermons. Connecting and inviting also go together for me. I like to meet new people and connect with them. Those of you who know my mother might say I come by that naturally. But our church has also facilitated that with its youth programs. Confirmation class, senior high youth group, various retreats, and work trip have all given me great opportunities to connect with members in our church. None of these would have been the same without Nick Redman being there. I've also had the experience of inviting a good friend of mine who was not active in our church to join me in youth group activities and seeing him become active. So I see the impact of invite in one of our values. I've saved serving for last, as it is perhaps my favorite. I enjoy serving our church and community, and mission seems to me to pull in several of our church's other values as well. While serving, I connect with people. I'm often learning, and we usually take some time to worship. Through our church, I have worked at the Romansdale. I have served people at the soup kitchen. I am getting ready to go on my 4th work trip, and I was very fortunate to be able to go on the most recent mission trip to Faraja School in Tanzania. To be honest, I think I've received much more than I've given through the service activity. At this point in my journey, faith is a big part of my life, but it is not complete. I have seen that when I go on work trip, my faith strengthens. And I know that I want to find other opportunities for such growth when I go to College of Charleston this fall. I find that when I pray to God, I get help from Him. And it feels really nice to know that He is there for me in my time of need. Faith isn't just in this building or on work trips, although it may feel the strongest then, but rather there is a spirit that I carry with me wherever I go. For me, faith feels really nice, and it helps me through pretty much all of my days. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Ryan Murray, and I've been attending First Press of Lake Forest for 9 years now. This church has been instrumental in helping me learn about my faith and how it relates to my everyday life as a student at Lake Forest High School. My faith journey formally began in my baptism at the Alice Mylar Chapel in Evanston. My family and I have always been committed to attending church regularly. However, I had struggled as a youth to really build a connection with my faith. As a young child, I had always wondered why we went to church and the purpose of it. But in time and in my journey, I have begun to develop my connection with the church. My epiphany began upon my first attendance at youth group on Sunday night with Nick Redman. I walked in as a skinny young freshman, just curious and nervous as to what was in store in this unknown back room in the church. Not only was I on track to have the most fun with some of the greatest people in the world, but I was on track to help bring myself closer to God and begin my real adventure of faith. The development of my faith continued through high school, but the times I felt closest to God would always peak on work trip. This was always a time for me to develop my commitment and help me build an even stronger relationship with religion and my faith. This relationship formed during times of community service, such as shingling roofs or painting a house, or just even a small worship service. Furthermore, the conversations with homeowners and listening to their stories made me realize how important it was to be faithful and thankful for everything I had. These trips have influenced me on how to be a better person and understand how God wants me to give back to others less fortunate. Being a high school senior at Lake Forest High School comes with great opportunities to succeed, but this year in particular has been very demanding with lots of people to please, including myself. This is where I've been able to notice the subtleness of my faith, helping lead me past these distractions and demands and onto a clearer path of what I want to do in the future. Senior year has been loaded with evaluations and tests and huge decisions that will affect the rest of my life, and I'm glad my faith has been able to guide me through these difficult times. This includes my decision on colleges, one of which I've chosen is very religious, Baylor University. Lastly, you can't forget senioritis. I have had to learn to not let this get the best of me and continue to work hard even through the end of my high school career. This could be the quick decision to not go play tennis with my friends and instead crank out a college essay, or passing on Netflix to finish that calculus homework. Whichever it may be, my faith has helped me to make conscious decisions and grow in so many different ways. I am so grateful for the church experiences I have had, including the friends I have made with the help of this church and church family. I am looking forward to a successful journey at college, and I know my commitment to the Christian faith will help guide me through this experience and what awaits me in the future. Thank you.
Hey everyone, my name is Meg Weinbrenner. You probably know me as Ann and Dewey's daughter or Bob and Carol Carblum's granddaughter. This church has been a part of my life since I was 3 years old. I went to preschool here, I was confirmed here, and I went to youth group here for 4 years. But the thing that has shaped my relationship the most with God was the 3 work trips I have gone on with this church. It is a truly indescribable experience and one of the few that has really shaped my life, and I truly believe that I am a much better person because of it. I remember being a freshman and the idea of work trips terrified me. We went to Higgins Lake in Michigan, and I honestly didn't think it was going to be any fun. I even went to the extreme of telling my mom that I bet people lied about how great the trip was to get more people to go and suffer with them. The first day I was there, I was a little bit of a pain because, like most teenage girls, I couldn't accept the fact that my mother was right and work trip was fun. However, on day two, I gave in and let myself have an amazing time. And by the end of the trip, I was getting thrown into a bacteria-filled lake by T.C. Anderson because I poured a cup of water onto his head. Going on work trip helped me make a lot of new friends that I never would have had if I didn't go, and taught me a lot about myself. I learned that I'm a lot stronger than I thought and that God was a lot more present in my life than I realized. My sophomore year work trip was at Lebanon Junction, Kentucky, and was even better than the year before. The first thing my friends and I did when we got there was go swimming in the lake. And we later learned that that was the camp's only rule, was don't go in the lake, because there was poisonous snakes and other gross things in there. That was an awful realization. By the end of the week, I not only had made a lot of new friends my age, but I had made friends with the advisors. This made coming to church a lot more fun, because now when I ran into people after the service, they weren't telling me that they knew me when I was this big, but they knew who I was now and could talk to me about so much more than how much I have grown. Last year's work trip had to be my favorite. We stayed at Wonderland Camp in Missouri, and it was my first work trip with my sister Ellie, and she finally got to experience the trip I had been raving about for 2 years. The sights ranged from helping build a camp for one of the most creative people I have ever met to building a sidewalk to dedicate to Ellie Burns, Chris Martinet, and Ann Thompson. During that week, I laughed, I cried, and even contemplated dropping out of school to start a roof shingling business because, let me tell you, manual labor is a lot more fun than most people expect. Lastly, work trip taught me that poverty was a lot different than I thought. It's not just homeless people in the city like I pictured it to be when I was little. It's parents and children and animals that just need our help. They're people with huge hearts and amazing personalities who help us just like we help them. We help put a roof over their head, but they help us grow as people, teach us to appreciate what we have, and help us see that God is always with us. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Bennett Robbins, and I'm a senior and I'm attending Furman University in South Carolina in the fall. A few years ago, my mom was requiring me to attend my first youth group ever. Luckily for me, I had thought, my brother got sick that night and was unable to, and I was able to talk my way out of youth group. Next week was different, though, as my younger brother and I attended our first high school youth group ever. As my mother would say, a mother knows best, and I'm here to tell you, in this instance, she was right. Flash forward to today, and I'm standing in front of you to tell you how my faith has grown since I've been a member of youth group at First Presbyterian Church. Writing this has given me the opportunity to tell you about my experience at this church, and it has also given me a chance to reflect on many high school memories that I've had here. There have been many times where I can remember a scripture passage, a deep conversation with a friend, or a funny moment where we stayed up late talking in the boys' dorm on a retreat or a work trip that have all been memorable. Today I want to share some of the things that I've gotten out of this youth group. The thing that makes a youth group unique is that we all come from different backgrounds. Some of us come in having a very strong faith, and others are just beginning to explore theirs. Some people come here knowing most of the kids and are welcome with open arms, while others come here knowing just a few kids or perhaps no one. Whether or not you come to youth group having many friends to begin with, I bet everyone would say that they have made a friend or two, strengthened an existing friendship, and learned something new about themselves or new about their faith. This year's youth group has been no different. We had our fair share of fun as games included capture the flag, multiple rounds of paranoia, and the water activities that are going to take place tonight. We also had our fair share of discussions as a big group and discussions in this first year's small groups that met during most youth groups. We talked about positive attributes that are within all of us and things that we could improve on. We also analyzed our groups of friends and talked about things that they do well while relating it to a scripture passage. I could go on and on about memories that I have had at this church, but two stood out when I was reflecting on my high school years here. These were two moments that I felt closest to God. On a retreat last year, I was going through a tough time with something that was going to happen to me. As I sat alone on the retreat thinking negative thoughts, I texted a friend who was back in the room sitting there, and without hesitation, he came to talk to me about how I was feeling. Instead of sitting there alone, I had a friend with me who I felt comfortable enough to talk with about how I was feeling. He got me to look at the situation in a positive light and even made me smile with his funny jokes. I saw God in my friend that night, and it is friendships that I've made at this youth group that make it what it is. Some of my closest friends are people that I've met here, and others that I've met here I would consider my best friends. Another time where I felt really close to God was last year working at the mobile home in Rocky Mount, Missouri on work trip. As my friend Molly and I were working, the words out of the homeowner's mouth were as follows. I may not have very much to offer you, but if you guys are hot, you're welcome to open the window in the room for fresh air. As most of the youth group can remember, the woman had next to nothing in material possessions, yet she had the kindness to offer us the simplest thing in suggesting that we open the window. As we heard in the reading from Luke earlier, God is always with us on our journeys, even though we may not realize it. I didn't realize it at the time, but God was with me on that night where I was forced to go to youth group by my mom. I'm so grateful that she did. Thank you.